there. Welcome to the program. Come on in. Make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimek. You know what? It is a thrill to be back with you again for another week of the show. Hey, this week, we're going to look at the Mass readings for the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The message is called by God. God calls each of us to do his work. I think that's the way I want to go with the readings with the message this week, because as you hear these readings, and again, we're going to read them all from the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, I think there could be a tendency to look at the official calling or the leadership of the church, people who are priests, who are bishops, the Pope, people who officially are in the hierarchy of the church. They are called by God to share his message with the people under them. However, if we just look at it that way, and that's a valid message, then I think we look at the message, when we look at it that way, in a very short-sighted manner, because we all have a role to play. Yes, some people officially work for the church. I don't. Possibly you don't. But that doesn't mean we're not called to share the Lord with other people. And I think that's the message that, at least what I'm feeling today, that the Lord calls each of us. It's not up to us to seek him out necessarily first. He's calling us before we are seeking him out. And if we remember that, it can make us feel really special and very important in the Lord's eyes. He's counting on us. No matter how much obscurity we happen to be living in, no matter how little of an audience we have, we can work for him. We can win souls for him. We don't even have to meet the souls who are going to win for him. We can just be praying for people and bring about conversions. So I think really what I'm feeling from these readings is the idea that we are all called by God for a purpose. Even if we can't get out of the house, we can be praying, we can be sacrificing, we can be sending emails, making phone calls. There is something we can do for the Lord. So that's pretty much what we're going to talk about on the show today. The readings are not especially long, so we're going to have no problem getting them all in. But it's a great message. And, why don't we do this? Why don't we pray, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it, then we'll get into the actual readings. But for right now, just settle in and try to recall that you are in the presence of God right now, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I mean, we are in some pretty impressive company right now. So that when we send up these prayers, they're going to be heard. And God will act on them in the right way at the right time. Let's choose to believe that today, because it's the absolute truth. You know, you don't always have to feel it. A lot of times when I pray, I don't feel anything. Most times when I pray, I don't feel it. But I believe it through faith. That these are not just empty words that I'm going to be sending up. I believe that God's going to hear my prayers today, our prayers, since I'm leading us in prayer, so I want to include you in this as well, and that he will respond to them. These prayers will have an effect. So if you will join me, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, you know, sometimes I do believe we forget that when we pray that you are with us and that you hear us. And that's why I always like to remind myself of that fact. It's too easy to forget your presence, Father, because we're so used to only believing in the presence of those who we can see and hear and touch. But you're every bit as real as anyone we will see this day. Father, we believe that you are with us right now. We believe that you hear us. We believe that you love us. And we believe that you are all-powerful and can handle any problem that we present to you. Sometimes you handle it in a way that we don't understand, but we believe through faith that you only want what's best for us and those for whom we pray, and you'll answer in the best way possible. So with that in mind, Father, we thank you. We thank you for adopting us as your children. Before that, even, we thank you for creating us. We thank you for sustaining our lives. We're alive right now. That's due to you. Father, we thank you for never giving up on us, for calling us to follow you, to love you, to serve you, to know you. We thank you for entrusting such important work to us. You give us the commission, the assignment, to lead souls closer to you. Sometimes we feel unworthy, but we realize that with the help of your grace, you'll give us what we need to carry out whatever job you assign to us. We pray, Father, that we can continue to grow closer to you, that we can lead others closer to you. We pray for our family, our friends. We pray for peace in the United States, in the entire world. We pray for healing for all of those who are sick, healing in body and mind and in spirit. We pray for those souls who are in most need of your mercy, Father. We pray for those who are discouraged today or hopeless, even suicidal. We pray that they'll be filled with hope and recognize how much you love them. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to share your message today. I thank you for the words you give us in sacred scripture. And I ask, Father, that you send your Holy Spirit upon me so that I can deliver the message that you would like me to deliver. And please open all of our hearts and all of our minds to hear the message that you have for us today and to respond to it. And Father, I ask these things in the name above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you so much, as always, for praying with me. If you're just tuning in, my name is Gary Zimek, and we do this program once each week, 30 minutes each week, as we look at the Sunday Mass readings. We look at them, we talk about them. This week, we're going to be looking at the Mass readings for the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And I always like to sort of frame it where we are, put these readings in, keep them in perspective, and give you an idea of where we stand in the liturgical or the church year. We're about halfway through right now. There were 33 weeks in ordinary time, and then there's the 34th week in ordinary time, which is the solemnity of Christ the King. So we're talking really 34 weeks. We're at week 15, just about at the halfway point, to give you an idea. I'm not trying to rush things, but this is where we are. And then after the liturgical year is finished, we enter into the Advent season. And you're going to be hearing more about Advent. As we get closer, I'll be telling you about my book, my latest book. It's going to be coming out in about another month. It's called Find Peace in Advent. I'll talk more about that with you as we get closer. I've mentioned it before. You can pre-order it right now at Amazon.com or at AveMariaPress.com, or there's certain places that you can pre-order the book. I will put a link up on my website very soon, but it's not currently there. But you are able to pre-order the book now. If you just Google "Find Peace in Advent" and my last name Zimak, you should be able to find the book. Any questions? You can always email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. One last piece of information. I want to give you my website, so in case you want to find out more about my work, I'd like to give you more information about my work. If you just go to the website followingthetruth.com, and you will be able to find out about it. So that's it for that. And I'm a little distracted. I'm half thinking about the message, plus I'm trying to give you the business. The business portion is hard to do. because I'm always focused on the message that I believe the Lord wants me to deliver. Quick note, I think I mentioned this to you before. If you've been following the saga of my wife, Eileen, and her recent epilepsy diagnosis, Eileen's doing well. She's on medication. She is dealing with, obviously, the trauma, the stress of having been diagnosed with this this disease and this condition, and still coming off of the convulsive seizure that she had. But physically, she's doing well. And so it's a bit of a mental challenge for Eileen right now, dealing with, coming to grips with it. But she's strong. She's relying on the Lord and doing well. The medicine's helping her. She's not driving, and that's going to be indefinite. We're not sure about that. So there's a lot more that I have to do. The good news is, again, thank you for your prayers. Eileen is responding. I'm going to keep doing this show. I do not see this being a problem. I'm going to keep doing my daily email reflection. Let not your heart be troubled. I'm still going to be able to give local talks. So I'm in the South Jersey area. So anywhere in the local area where I can get home at night, South Jersey, or most of New Jersey, not just South Jersey, Philadelphia, the Maryland area, possibly some of New York. It really depends. As long as I can get home at night, I just can't at this point in time travel overnight. I want to be here for Eileen, and that's just the way it's going to be. And so I'm just depending on the Lord to lead me. You know, he's closing one door, and this is something I've been thinking about for a while. The travel has been wearing me out a bit. So I am still going to be doing local talks. In fact, I have three Advent parish missions lined up this year. I'm still going to do all of those. I'm going to Maryland in the near future. Again, the only thing is I can't travel overnight. But if you want to book me for a talk, for a retreat, for a parish mission, contact me through my website, followingthetruth.com, or email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And I appreciate your continued prayers for Eileen, for myself. At the end of every show, I'll mention it now. I always say, if you'd like to support my ministry through your financial contribution, you can do that by going to followingthetruth.com. Now more than ever, I could use your financial support. I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm going to let the Lord provide however he wants to, because with the elimination of much of my speaking work, it's going to be a little tricky, but me and the Lord are figuring it out. But if you'd like to contribute to help keep my ministry going strong, I would greatly appreciate that. You just go to followingthetruth.com and you can make a secure donation. So I thank you in advance. All right, let's get to these readings. Again, they're not overly long, so I was able to speak a little bit at the beginning of the show. Sometimes I'm rushing to get it all in, but this time I know I have time. Called by God. Let's begin with the gospel as we do each week on the show, and then we'll back up and look at the other readings and see how they support the message in the gospel. Today's gospel is from Mark chapter 6, verses 7 through 13. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out, two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. So what you see right here is the fact that Jesus is calling apostles. He's calling people to go out and do his work and giving them authority. Now, again, obviously the apostles, there are first bishops, the 12 apostles. So we look at our current day bishops and we see them as the successors, the modern day successors to the apostles. Obviously, bishops, priests, people who are in the hierarchy of the church, they are officially, through the power given to them by the church, and of course Jesus established the church so that that power is given to them, that authority, I should say, is given to them, they do the Lord's work. But those of us who have been baptized and confirmed, we are also given a commission by the Lord. Maybe not in an official hierarchical capacity, but nonetheless, he's calling us to go out and make disciples. So in a sense, we're being summoned by him also, and he sends us out with his authority to speak in his name and to share the good news. For a lot of years, I did not get that. And I thought, well, that's up to the priests. It's up to the religious sisters. It's up to the bishops. It's not my job. Well, it is my job, and it's your job to proclaim the good news to those people you encounter. Now, you do it with your words, you do it with your actions, and you do it sometimes in very subtle ways. A smile, a kind word, a kind gesture. Anything can be used to lead souls to Christ, and that's what we're called to do. All right, back to this. So he sends the 12 out and gives them authority. Then Jesus instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. What he's trying to do is get them to depend on the providence of the Father. They were really dependent. They were really depending on the Father to provide for their needs. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. And he said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. So they went off and they preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. So what the Lord is saying is that you guys are going to go places. Some places will not accept you. Don't let it bother you. Perform your mission. If they don't want to hear what you have to say, go somewhere else. And that's, I really think that's a good reminder for all of us, that not everybody's going to want to hear about the Lord. They're not going to want to hear the good news. So we give it a shot. We try our best. We plant some seeds. And then there comes a time when we move on and go elsewhere. A soul is a soul is a soul. We can't get fixated on one particular person. You know, that happens with family a lot. We get frustrated because our family doesn't want to hear what we have to say. Well, a lot of times, they're going to be the worst audience. That's what Jesus ran into. The people in his hometown, they didn't believe in him. So don't be surprised by that. Doesn't mean you don't keep trying, but it means you might have to back off a little bit sometimes or channel your efforts elsewhere. And I think that's one of the ways the Lord leads us. Sometimes through lack of success on our part, he leads us elsewhere. And that's the important thing to remember. You are called, but you got it's a joint effort between you and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to lead you, give you ideas, let you know who you're supposed to speak to, what you're supposed to say, when you're not supposed to say something. So just keep that in mind. Let's look at the first reading now. It's from the book of the prophet Amos, chapter 7, verses 12 through 15. Amaziah, priest of Bethel, said to Amos, "Off with you, visionary, flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread by prophesying, but never again prophesy in Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple." Isn't that funny? So there's an example of it right there. Amaziah is telling to Amos, the prophet, who was commissioned by the Lord to do his work, get out. We don't want you in here. You know, and that's what we need to remember. It doesn't surprise God. He knows what's going on. He knows he's going to be rejected. Look at what happened to Jesus. So then look at what Amos said. Amos answered Amaziah, "I was no prophet, nor I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, 'Go, prophesy to my people Israel.'" So Amos is saying, look, I didn't ask for this. I didn't sign up for this. I didn't aspire to be a prophet. I was a shepherd. The Lord called me. But you know, despite the fact that he was called by the Lord, he still was rejected. And that's going to happen. Don't let it rattle you. Now let's look at the responsorial psalm. Psalm 85, "Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God proclaims. The Lord, for he proclaims peace. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him. Glory dwelling in our land." I will hear what the Lord, what God proclaims. God speaks through the prophets. God spoke through Jesus. God spoke through us because as baptized Christians, we have a share in the prophetic ministry of Christ. What does a prophet do? A prophet speaks God's words to the people. And really, so that's what we do have. We are called to do that. And a lot of people don't know what the faith teaches. They might not know the Bible well. If you hear a Bible verse you like or you feel can help somebody, share it with somebody. You could share it on Facebook or Twitter, any kind of social media platform. You know, this is how the word gets out there. Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. Truth shall spring out of the earth. The truth of the gospel. That's what we're called to share. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him and prepare the way of his steps. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. So the good news is, through people like you and me, God works through us and he delivers his message. He shows his mercy to people. And one of the ways he shows his mercy is through words. Another way is through actions. So through your words and your actions, you can be sharing God's mercy with those around you. You have access to people that I can't access. I have access to people that you can't access. And that's why the Lord depends on each of us to reach those who are reachable to us. Your parish priest doesn't have access to some of the people you have access to. So it's really important for us to embrace this mission. Let's look at the second reading. It's from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight he has made known to us the mystery of his will, in accord with his favor that he set forth in him as a plan for the fullness of times, to sum up all things in Christ in heaven and on earth. Now, obviously, we see some wording in there about God sent his son to us, and through Jesus, he redeemed us. And he also revealed much of himself, gave us extra revelation about who he was, about who God was, through Jesus. So that Jesus said, look, if you've seen me, if you heard me, you've seen and heard the Father. And that's an important concept. But what I really like is the next part of this reading, and it fits in so nicely with our theme, Called by God. Paul writes, in him we were also chosen, right? So in Christ, not only Jesus came to be a prophet, but you and I, in Christ, we're called to share the good news as well. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory. We who first hoped in Christ, in him you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance toward redemption as God's possession to the praise of his glory. And you know, here's the important thing to remember. When the Lord calls us to go out and share the good news, he also gave us the Holy Spirit to help us. So none of us, you know, we might think we're incapable. And by ourselves, yes, we are. We're not going to be able to get the job done. But that's why we receive the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit first when we're baptized. Then we receive a special increase or a special boost of the Holy Spirit when we are confirmed. And it's at that point that we are really given what we need to go out there and be a witness for Jesus Christ in the world. And again, you and I, we're going to do it differently. It's going to often involve very simple, very almost subtle type of techniques, because not everybody wants to be preached to from the Bible. So we got to be careful about that too. Sometimes you have to use words. Sometimes, I would say always, your actions have to precede the words, because nobody's going to want to listen to you if you are not acting in a way that's attractive, if you're not kind, if you're not Jesus-like in your behavior, right? So that's what we got to keep in mind. It's our words and actions, and that's the way we win souls for Christ. Ultimately, the Holy Spirit does the conversion. You and I, we just plant the seeds, and we let the Holy Spirit do the work. And sometimes what might appear to be rejection might just be indicative that it's not the right time. Your seeds that you plant could bear fruit years from now. You might not know it. So don't get too caught up in the fact that you're going to be unsuccessful sometimes. Yes, you will be rejected. Jesus was rejected. If people rejected him, like, why should we think they're not going to reject us? They will. But just try to keep planting seeds. Let the Holy Spirit allow the seeds to grow at the right time, and also to give you the right words. And if you and I keep doing that, we're going to please the Lord, because that's really what he wants us to do. And when you think about it, this world can be a dark place. There are so many people who need to know Jesus, who don't know him. They don't even know he's real. They can't even imagine a relationship with Jesus. But through your efforts and my efforts, we can help bring that about. Okay, so that's the message. Called by God. And don't be surprised if you get rejected sometimes, because we are all called to be transformed into the image of Jesus. That's one of the efforts, the missions of the Holy Spirit, to do that, to transform us into Jesus. If they rejected him, at some point they're going to reject us. I want to thank you for listening. And again, if you want to find out more about my ministry, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. If you're able to make a donation to help sustain my full-time ministry, I'd greatly appreciate that. Followingthetruth.com is the place for that. If you are contributing already, I'm very grateful. I thank you, and I pray for you every day. Even if you're not, I pray for you every day. Thank you so much. Let's go out there and make a difference in the world. The world really needs to hear the gospel message. And people like you and me, we're the ones who are going to do it, in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time.